Hi, good evening. My name is Andrea. We are conducting a survey about youth substance use founded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, and your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community to make sure that we're speaking to people of all ages. Are you between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
77.
Thank you. And what is your gender? These are statistical questions.
Pardon?
What is your gender? Hello? Is it female, male?
Male.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to, first I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to the illegal youth use, not the medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never, try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
I couldn't tell you. We don't have kids in school.
Okay, not a problem. Remember, give me your best guess, okay? Now, my second question is, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrated in any form, like hash or hash oil? Would that be never, try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
I don't think they do anything.
Okay, and how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't have anything to do around the school no more.
Well, next I'm going to read to you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree. Agree, disagree, strongly disagree, or you are neutral for each statement. Also, I will ask you for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. You might find that the questions are quite similar, but they are not the same, okay? So here goes the first one. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
No, it's not good.
Would that be disagree or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Would that be strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Keep in mind we don't have good or bad answers. Any answer will be good for us, okay? My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
About...
Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
All right, yes.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think that we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think that parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Marjorie.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Yeah, agree.
Most adults in my community think that using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
That's true.
Agree? Okay, thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Yeah, I agree.
Agree? Okay. Most adults in my community believe that adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I disagree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think that parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I agree.
Okay, we're almost done. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
True.
Most adults in my community think that parents should not let teens use marijuana.
True.
Most adults in my community think that parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
No, that's true.
Agree?
Yeah.
Most adults in my community think that vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
True.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I would say no.
Disagree?
No, I said no.
Okay. So most adults in my community think that parents should not let teens use alcohol.
That's true. Must have gave up.